Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. One of the world's most popular and enduring musicals is back at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore this week and next. Annie exploded on Broadway in 1977. Thomas Meehan wrote the book, Charles Strauss wrote the music, and my guest today wrote the lyrics and directed the original Broadway production and the national touring production that's here in Charm City. He has also directed many other productions of this iconic musical masterpiece around the globe. Martin Charnin has a distinguished career in theater, film, and television that spans nearly 60 years. Last November, I caught up with Mr. Charnin from his home in Westchester County, New York. Mr. Charnin, welcome to Maryland Morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
So take us back to the day, if you would, that you wrote Tomorrow, one of many, many great songs in this show. Did you have the melody in your head already? Had Charles Strauss given you a tune?
Do you remember when the
phrase, the sun will come up tomorrow, popped into your head?
Well, Charles and I had a very, very kind of neat collaboration. I had previously collaborated with a lot of people, including Richard Rodgers, and wrote two shows with Dick. When Richard Rodgers and I wrote, he worked in a very strikingly different fashion than Charles and I worked together. I would bring a lyric to Dick, and he would sort of say, go have a cup of coffee and come back in about 40 minutes or so. And I would do that and then return, and Rodgers would have finished the melody. And we would then, of course, work on it together to see how it would work. With Charles, however, we were young and we were brazen and we were not ashamed of making mistakes in front of one another. So we sort of collaborated on the entire score for Annie while sitting in the room at the same time. He wasn't afraid to play some clinkers on the piano, and I wasn't afraid to write a silly line that didn't rhyme and made no sense. And so all of the songs, I would say with maybe one or two exceptions, and I can't even remember what they were literally written together. We, of course, had to work with the text and figure out where and where the song was going to go in the scene and what, indeed, it was meant to accomplish. Tomorrow was early, really, really early, because one of the things that we discovered was that when you have a heroine, a hero, heroine, whatever, and you want to get their point of view across early, you want to be able to work from that position. And Tomorrow was early because it really gave the audience an opportunity to find that, gave us, actually, as authors, an opportunity to know where we were going with the show. And having defined her in that song, I think it was very important and responsible for being the touchstone for a lot of the other songs in the show.
Yeah, and of course, the great optimism, that incredible outlook
right.
on life that you hear from her in Tomorrow is one of the things I think that so many people relate to in this show. But, you know, when you look at the song list for this show, Maybe, Hard Knock Life, NYC, Easy Street, it's amazing to me the number of hits that are in this show. Were some of them, which of those were sort of the easiest ones to do, and which are the ones that you really sweat bullets about?
Well, realistically, I would be foolish to say that you didn't sweat bullets about all of them. They don't come drippingly off your pen or off the keyboard the way they do in movies. In movies, somebody, the composer and the lyricist sit down, and in about 30 seconds, bang,
right.
You know, they've written the iconic song or the song that becomes the instant number one chart topper. Every one of these songs comes from the book. Once I think Sheldon Harnick was asked the question, what comes first, the music or the lyrics? And his answer was the book. And in truth,
and of course, in theater terms, we should remind folks that the book refers to the script of the musical.
The script, the libretto. And
mm-hmm.
once that's been solved, or at least once you're on the road to knowing where you have to go, you're then in a position to, first of all, to rob it blind. I mean, that's what a good lyric writer always does. You let the librettist do the work, put the thing down on paper, and then you find out how you can take part of the scene that he's written and turn it into a song. That means also that you're in a position to move the plot and not become redundant, so that the song does not really reiterate the thing that you've already heard on the stage or what you're going to hear. The songs take you from page 22 to page 27, and they do it musically, which is really what a musical is all about. It's really about the music and the entertainment factor that you can bring to the stage.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. My guest this morning, Martin Charnin, a Broadway legend. He's the lyricist for the music for Annie. He's also the director of the touring production that is here at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore. It's always interesting to me how things get tweaked after you'd written them and mm-hmm. conceived the show. But for example, the first tune in the show when Annie sings Maybe, and that's one of those songs that just saying the title brings me to tears. It's such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
But it wasn't originally the thing you thought you would open with. You were going to start with Hard Knock Life.
Right.
Why did you make that change?
At the very beginning of the work. When we were in previews, or when we were up at Goodspeed, at the Goodspeed Opera House doing the first tryout of the show, Hard Knock opened the show, and it was the sort of a production number that had a little pizzazz to it. It had a wonderful vamp and I think an iconic melody, and maybe followed it. Maybe it was the second song in the show. It's a lullaby. Maybe it's a lullaby, basically, that Annie sings to another one of the kids. But it also really defines her search. And we discovered that the audience was interested, but not on the edge of their seat, knowing about all of the shows. If the show had maybe had a different title, if it wasn't specifically a title like Annie, then maybe Hard Knock would have worked. And so in, I think, the third week of performances, we made the switch, and we were able to identify her craving, her journey. We wanted the audience to know what it was that she was all about and what she was looking for. And the minute that happened, I'll never forget this, the minute that we made that switch, the audience was literally on the edge of their seats, and it was the first night that we ever got a standing ovation.
Martin Charnin, the lyricist and director of Annie, it's here at the Hippodrome Theater. Mr. Charnin, thank you so much, not only for your time today, but for giving us this terrific musical piece. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, and hope everybody has a good time there.
Martin Charnin, we spoke last November with Charles Strauss. He wrote the songs to the legendary musical Annie. You can catch Annie at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore until February 1st. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning for all the details. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1648, Margaret Brent, a landowner and Lord Baltimore's attorney, appeared before the General Assembly seeking the right to vote. The first time recorded in the American colonies that a woman sought suffrage, Brent was denied. Women in Maryland, as in other states, got the right to vote when the 19th Amendment was ratified in 1920. Thanks for listening. We're back Friday.